Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
A story that, of course, we did tell you earlier, and one very, very relevant to this conversation, is that China has reportedly given American diplomats anal COVID testing. And the American department, the Foreign Affairs Department, not happy about that at all. They've lodged a complaint. Lots and lots of messages from you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Clive says, finally, you're doing a proper, some a proper journalism. So, indeed. Saul says, just been swabbed at the strip, $70 for four triangle things. I tested negative. But what is important to know is what is the reaction of the business owners in the area. Is this going to be good or bad for business? Owner of Frangelica's, Ilana Godley, thank you for taking your time, taking time to chat to us about this. Good morning. Chag Purim Sameach. How are you?
Chag Purim Sameach, Howard. Good morning. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Excellent, thanks. Work up to this news and this announcement. Now, for me, it's just it's a point of interest. It's a point of discussion. But for you, one of the business owners in that area where we've already got a lot of congestion, a lot of foot traffic, how does this impact an anal swabbing station set up right near where you are? How does that impact on business?
Well, you know, at Frangelica's, we're all about looking at the heart of the matter. So, you know, although this is a little further down than the heart of the matter, very open-minded view here. And rather than focus on the congestion, we're really focusing much more on the suggestion that we're going to be able to make some headway here as a community and beat this virus.
So you're supportive of anything that, of course, it helps to curtail the pandemic.
Exactly. 100%. We're bending over backwards to help the community get behind this initiative.
Right.
And in order to do that, we want to say that anybody who completes the test and commits to this new process of investigation can come across the road and get a coffee as a reward, and a muffin as a reward for exposing themselves investigation.
It's incredible when we see businesses, as you say, sort of getting behind, rolling up their sleeves when it comes to, you know, this level of commitment. Leslie said it's more the bending over forwards and backwards, but that is actually not something we need.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on Purim as well, you know, it's a great idea because it is all about, facing up to difficulties and overcoming them and trusting in Hashem, basically our view is that this has got to be a good idea, and no matter the congestion or the kind of inconvenience, both for the test and for the traffic.
Right. Well, that's what somebody said. They're worried about increased traffic, more rear endings and things like that. Obviously a problem as well.
I tell you, that's really putting your finger on it.
Hopefully there's no fingers and just swabs, but it is 8:22. Ilana Godley, owner of Frangelica's, also very much getting behind this important initiative on Purim. Ilana, Chag Purim Sameach, and thank you for taking the time. I'm sure that many people will pop into Frangelica's just to have a word, a muffin, and a coffee with you.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.